Blog Talk Radio.
Radio program. I'm Susan, Laris, and Dan. And today, very soon, we'll be getting on the line celebrity life coach Gary Quinn. And I do want to invite the callers who are waiting on the line just to wait there for a few minutes, and I will be answering the calls shortly. Gary is the author of several inspirational books, a TV host and producer, and the founder of Our Living Center, Touchstone for Life in Los Angeles. He just released the new book, The Yes Frequency, Master a Positive Belief System and Achieve Mindfulness. Gary's methods are deeply insightful, and they work because he's actually lived them, and we're going to talk about that today. And we are awaiting Gary on the line in just a minute, and I'll be bringing him on. We have a number of callers on the line, so what I'm going to do is just kind of see who's on the switchboard so we can bring Gary on, because we're a little bit delayed in bringing him on the show. So anyway, I am going to do that. I invite you to be aware of Gary's website, which is GaryQuinn.tv. And also there is an open chat room today, as well as a call-in number if you'd like to talk to Gary, which is 310-807-5104. Okay, I am now going to check on the switchboard here because we're actually looking for Gary, and we'll find him. So we'll just say yes to finding Gary. So if you're at area code 310, I'm going to bring you on the line right now just to check in with you. Hello, at area Hello. Code 310.
Susan, it's Gary Quinn.
It is Gary.
I'm here. I couldn't get
All
in the
right.
landline, so I'm here now.
No, this is good. This is good. You know, my show is a fascinating phenomenon, Gary. It's straight from the heart. I just started this thing almost 3 years ago, and I do it out of my home. And the easiest way is just to do it. And that's what
right.
I do. And so that's why I'm the one who brought you on the line. I don't have an extensive staff or anything like that. But it's a show that just grows over time, just regular people, because that's what we are, really. We're just regular people trying to make our lives better.
Exactly.
So welcome. I hope you were able to hear a little of the introduction. I did let people know about your book, and I think that what we'd most like to hear about first, since I know you say that you have lived these concepts, where how you came to this was by living them. So tell us a little bit about your journey, Gary, how you came to this place.
You know, it was almost a sort of realization that I wanted to really, do something that meant a little more than just working and doing things. And I've always been very motivated. And so I basically, worked in the entertainment business for many years. And then I was always very spiritual and very intuitive, and I was able to tune into many things as a child growing up, and I basically just started using this gift And one of my clients that I used to represent said to me, you need to do something with this. And I started doing something with this really professionally in 2000 actually.
Yeah.
And I started giving private sessions. I had already had an experience with Archangel Michael in Paris, France. So I just started, you know, nobody really taught me. I just really started intuitively, you know, working with people. And it just started to get bigger and bigger. And I found myself being able to do private sittings. And, you know, I just did them until, you know, I wrote the book. And then the book kept me traveling and going to different countries, every city that it was being, you know, published, a country, I would get to go and speak. So that was just sort of how it started. And, you know, and it really started to really, you know, move into that kind of frequency.
You know, at some point, I'm kind of jumping ahead. I know you talk about confidence. And, you know, I think so many people who have been through a similar journey to yours, Gary's, where they're just starting out with this, where they're just starting to help people. Actually, it can be true of anything you do. What was it that you feel early on, just intuitively, that gave you that confidence to know that this was something you could keep going with and that this was working?
Well, I think that the confidence came from being validated on being able to see that people, you know, that people were actually responding to what I had to say, and and that you know, that I was able to you know, create this kind of synergy with work and being able to you know, work in this way. And it was just really a part of practicing it, and the confidence came from doing more of it. You know, it's almost like the more you do something, the stronger it gets, and the more confidence you have.
When you were starting this out, did you ever encounter any obstacles which made you think that redirected you in some way? And were you able to respond to that if that happened?
Well, I think what I did was I just listened. I just listened to intuitively what you know, what I was supposed to do and how I was supposed to do it. And so I was always being able to go to a higher place with everything. And I was always, you know, letting people know that, you know, I was doing the right thing, and I was always getting signs because I was always asking for the signs.
Yeah, I guess that really does enable trust. I see a lot of trust when I talk to people like you who have been so successful. There's a trust factor, and I guess that then launches us into just how that all relates to the yes frequency and the power of yes. Which is where
well,
you're focused today.
Yeah, I mean, I think when you start to get confidence and you start to see the signs, you start to really you get to really see I am doing the right thing, and I am I am moving in the right way, and things are achieving what I need to do, and I am working towards a bigger picture of helping people. And it's just really just, you know, when you really just work in that way, it really changes the whole makeup of what you're doing and how you're doing it, and especially when you're being paid for what you love doing. You know, I think it's not so much about the money, it's more about providing a service that is helping people, and also that you're giving, you know, you're giving people the information that they need. So I think it's all just really about, you know, being in the, you know, the power of it all, and not letting, you know, anything take you away from that, and really, you know, manifesting anything you want. You know, that's really the steps, is to really have a dream. And, you know, the magic formula is really, you know, the vision and the action, and then have the gratitude.
Yes.
You know, because you have to really understand that it's about, you know, it's about really doing what you love, and then the money will come. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, when I train people, a lot of people say, oh, well, I don't have clients. How do I get more clients? And basically I teach them how to, you know, be in that energy to attract new people, but also to attract more money, you know, because money's only energy. And why I wrote the yes frequency is, if your energy isn't in alignment to that, then you're not going to be able to attract more financial gain, because you're going to be so stressed out trying to figure out how you're supposed to pay the bill.
Yes.
And that's not what you're supposed to do with this. It's about learning how to, you know, be in that space of attracting great opportunities with this new energy. So the book is about really giving people the space to start to do that, you know.
Yes. Yes, I certainly think many of us are familiar with how when we have this perception of being in survival mode. I mean, that seems like what we describe when we think about paying the bills. That we're not really thinking about thriving, and it seems like what you promote through your work is that don't, you know, we're supposed to thrive, and that we can. And so I do feel it's very inspiring. Now I'm going to just put a call out to people listening. The call-in number for today's show is 310-807-5104 if you have a question for Gary. I also have the chat room open if anyone wants to go in there and ask a question. So just putting that out there. We do have a caller on the line who we'll bring on in a second. But I wanted to ask you, Gary, a little bit about the process. If you could help us a little bit understand the process of stepping into, you know, putting the yes frequency in motion in our lives.
Okay, absolutely. You know, first you have to start to understand, you know, what it is that's missing in your life, and really look at the what is it that you really want to have. It's almost taking an inventory, and it's almost regrouping and deciding what is it that you really want to have. You have to ask those powerful questions. What do you want to be, and where do you want to go with this? So really you're building a platform or a goal by creating this mission statement of how you want your company to look like. And a lot of people get scared of this process, but really you have to have a plan in order for things to work. Otherwise, you know, it's not going to work. If you don't have a plan, there's not going to be any positive force to move you forward. So with this plan, you're asking yourself these questions. And I usually tell people they need to write it down, because as they write this down, they start to get clarity where there was none. And sometimes clarity is power. So they just really write down, what do they want to have, what do they want to be, what do they want to feel like, and then we start to give them the actual structure. Now, some people don't even know what it is that they want. So then in that case, I force them to choose a word, and that means a word meaning, what do they want to feel like, you know? And that means, what do you want to feel like? Do you want to feel confident? Do you want to feel joyful? Do you want to feel at peace? And that's really the start of all of it, you know. And then you start repeating the word yes as a catalyst to help build that confidence and to build those synergies for you.
Yes. Yeah, I like the concept of the feeling part, because sometimes I've found in life, like, I never could have predicted this radio show ever.
Mm-hmm.
And yet I sometimes things happen that are even better or than what you can envision, that is exactly in alignment with where you'd like to go, and yet you don't know all the particulars. Sometimes you do know the particulars and sometimes you don't. And I appreciate that concept of how would you like to feel. That is a very important thing for those of us who sometimes think there's something out there for me that's maybe even better than I could envision, and this is how I'd like it to feel, you know, and you can actually feel it. So I appreciate that personally.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You know, you have to feel a certain way in order to create this kind of opportunity. And, you know, as a person starts to, move into this place, they start to find out what exactly works and what do they don't want and what they do want. It's really just changing that.
Yeah. That is powerful. I think what I'm going to do right now, we'll continue to step through the concepts in your book, but I think I'm going to go ahead and bring a caller on, if that would be okay,
and have you
talk with the caller and see where we can take that specifically. So this is Melvin in Georgia. And I'm about to bring you on the line, Melvin, onto the Frontier Beyond Fear. And let me just say to those listening, before I bring Melvin on, once again, if you want to call, the number's 310-807-5104. So I'm bringing Melvin in Georgia on the line now. Hello, Melvin. You're on the Frontier Beyond Fear. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Oh, we're happy to do so. You're on the air with Gary, and I'm Susan. Do you have a question for Gary?
Yes, ma'am. Hi, how are you doing, Mr. Gary?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing okay. Yes, sir. I just want to see, can I get some insight on what's coming ahead for me in my future for my career and relationship?
You know, I really feel like you really have to start to continue to work on yourself. Sometimes we are looking for relationships in future, but I feel like that you need to get really more proactive in being in this positive energy, because I really feel like that there's going to be a new opportunity coming to you. And I feel like if you want to have this change, I feel like you have to get ready before February of next year. I feel like there's going to be something new definitely coming to you, and I feel like you need to just really work with the yes exercises and meditate. Would be very powerful for you. But I do get that you will have some new opportunity coming to you next year, early next year. There's a new job opportunity, and I feel I definitely feel a marriage opportunity for you.
Wow, that will be a blessing. Well, I do know that the hospital that I work at night, it's a mental hospital here in Georgia, and they're going to be closed down December 31st. And so I have put in different applications at other places, but my main goal is I'm a football coach here in Georgia, but I'm not coaching this season. And I definitely love, you know, working with young kids and coaching. So I want to be able to conquer, you know, that dream and finish up my degree in middle grade education, because I fell short of tuition, and I'm trying to find me a grant or scholarship to help me this spring to finish up those 8 classes. Those are my long-term goals, to be able to graduate and to coach and teach and, you know, get a real nice job that, you know, to help me get my finances straight now.
I feel like it's going to be fine, and I feel like you will have more opportunities to find more work. So I really feel like not to worry. I definitely feel there will be lots of work, and opportunities.
Okay. It's those type of opportunities, do you know what area they will be in?
One is going to be in the hospital opportunity, and the other one is going to be in something dealing with a company or a product that you might be involved in at a company.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much. And yes, sir. And also, like you said, maybe possibly marriage coming up for me next year.
Yeah, I feel you have to get this new job opportunities in place in order to get this all kind of in alignment for the marriage.
Okay. Is someone that I already know or someone I've done?
I feel, yes, it's someone you know.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. Okay, thank you so much, sir.
You're welcome.
I really appreciate this. Thank you, ma'am, very much.
Thank you, Melvin. Thank you for calling.
Yeah. Okay, you all have a
great weekend.
You have
a good day. Thank you.
Bye-bye, thanks.
Bye. Yeah, I saw as you were talking to Melvin how he started defining during the process, which was very interesting how you drew that out, that it became more specific, the things that he
mm-hmm.
was looking for. And
mm-hmm.
and that's really helpful because sometimes we can be, you know, we can be vague, and yet somehow you drew him into being more specific. So that
mm-hmm.
that was interesting. So I do invite, again, other calls on the line, 310-807-5104 is the number. Gary, I have a question
mm-hmm.
about the forgiving frequency. I know that you talk about that area, and this is a show about the frontier beyond fear, which is where, you know, we're all working on releasing our fears moment by moment and letting go of the past and many things you talk about related to what you call the forgiving frequency. And I wondered if you could reflect on that for us as well.
Yeah, the forgiveness frequency is in alignment to the yes energy and really looking at self-love. And, you know, unless you forgive unless you forgive yourself and everything that's either happened to you or that hurt you or that was kind of in alignment to moving forward, you're not going to be able to really feel 100% clear, and you're not going to be able to manifest what you need because you're going to be so stressed about, really just kind of stressed about everything and not being able to, not being able to move forward. And I think, forgiveness is the major, thing that people have to do.
Yeah.
You know,
Gary,
I have a great
this...
CD on forgiveness because people, it is a process to download this, this kind of energy, and they have to really, start to move in this space of forgiveness and do it all the time.
Yes.
And it's part of that process that, people have to, have to really just, work at.
Yes. Yes. I know in this current economy, so many of us, even listening during the middle of the day, have encountered some situation in the workplace where there were cutbacks or, really challenging situations. And it seems like when that happens, you tend to relive it a lot, even
mm-hmm.
if it launches you into a place where you really need to be, which is interesting. And I feel like there are probably a lot of people listening who especially feel, it can happen in relationships, it happens in all kinds of places, but I do know that certainly in the workplace, there have been so many situations where people have had to let go of a job just because of the
mm-hmm.
reality of the economies. And now it's time to move forward. And I sense that what you provide can really help people who are in that space.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know.
Now, I'd like to talk to you a little bit about, you talk about taking responsibility for the past and, you know, also ways we can kind of sabotage ourselves. And I wonder if you could enter into that a little bit more and talk about that too.
Yeah, I think people are always, you know, sabotaging themselves and not even knowing that, you know, they're doing that. And it's almost like, you know, you have to really not know how to get out of that, but really learn how to, you know, get out of the self-sabotage, because sabotage is one of the main things that people do, and they don't even know they're doing it. So it's almost like, you know, they get into this situation, or they have something good happen to them, and then they lose it. You know, they end up they destroy it, or that sabotage situation really goes against them, and they end up really angry with themselves, or you know, they don't know how to kind of get out of the fear.
What does our unconscious mind have to do with things, Gary? How do we subconsciously both help ourselves and, I mean, I guess the self-sabotage, like you say, if we don't know what we're doing, that can be unconscious. How do we become more conscious about our lives and our direction?
Well, I think being conscious in the mindset of you have to start to think about, you know, what do you really want to, what have you been doing? And I just feel like as you start to understand how to reboot the subconscious mind, it's really, that's why I say taking the inventory and knowing what you're doing is part of the process, because if you aren't clear, you're going to, you know, you're going to end up in the same situation, or you're going to keep repeating. You're going to keep repeating the same thing over and over and over. And then you'll become angry, and you'll just sort of shut down.
Yeah. You know, sometimes it seems like just recognizing those patterns can be a challenge if we have to kind of step back and see them sometimes, and all of a sudden we realize, hey, this is repeating. And then I guess recognizing it is the first step, but then you have to break out of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the thing, is you have to really start to, you know, you have to really just, you know, move into there, into that energy, you know, and really see what you want to, you know, what you want to do now is really, you know, moving into the next level.
Yes. Now, another area we haven't talked about much is the area of relationships. And you have a part of your book that you call surrendering. You talk about surrendering to love, and, you know, just how love can manifest in our life in many ways. Can you speak to that, Gary?
Yeah, I mean, I think in order to get into a relationship, you have to be in a relationship with yourself.
Yeah.
And you have to, you know, a lot of people say, oh, I can't find the right relationship. Well, it means that you probably have not, you have not really found what your energy is with you, and that you need to, you know, you need to really understand where you're going with this and why you are not manifesting that, there's a reason. You know, there's a reason that, you know, you're not doing it. And it's just really finding that out, you know. It's when, you know, when you start to understand how it works, then you understand that, you know, you're in a situation of losing yourself. But a lot of people look for a relationship to fix them as opposed to what they feel about themselves and what's going to bring them, you know, what's going to bring them into the new energy.
Yes, yes. What is the purification frequency, Gary? I know you speak of that as well.
It's really about, you know, learning how to find this energy, you know, within yourself, and really learn to understand that the purification is to really start to honor yourself, but start to look at the things that you're doing that aren't necessarily powerful for you, you know, meaning that, you know, you need to learn how to start to, you know, get healthy, exercise, really start to get yourself into feeling good about yourself, because the confidence will come when you start to work at yourself, you know, at this level, and really start to understand how to kind of use it, you know.
Yeah.
And it's just really you know, it's really learning how to do that, you know. And I think that's the thing that people aren't clear with themselves. So they you know, they aren't in a relationship that's strong because they're not working in their relationship, you know. And I think you have to start to work at it to understand how it works, you know.
Yeah.
And it is a process, you know. It's not something you do overnight and then you're, you know, all of a sudden, you know, in this space. It is a process to kind of move into this power.
Yeah. Now, I know that at the beginning you talked about how affirming your own path, you asked for signs and the signs were given. And so many of us, we see synchronicities and then we invite them. I invite them myself. It becomes quite a path of joy to see them. I mean, just a miraculous. You talk of miracles, too. I mean, it can seem very miraculous.
Mm-hmm.
And how, I know everyone wants to enter into that space more and more. So guide us into that a little bit as to this place of synchronicity. What is it exactly, and how do we enhance it?
Yeah, when you're in this energy of the yes frequency, you're really opening a new vibration to kind of attract what it is that you need. And, you know, a lot of people are feeling stuck and they feel that they're not able to manifest things. But really, when you're working in this high vibration, you are definitely working with this higher power. And, you know, when you work with this higher power, it is an energy that that starts to get into alignment, because you're giving yourself the permission to move forward. You're giving yourself the permission to have new things happen to you that you might have been closed off or that you weren't available. But it's just really learning how to use that. It's really you know, it's really the secret is to keep you moving, and that's the key, is to really understand how to use it.
Yes, yes, and I guess the more that you see it, the more motivating it is, because it reinforces the path and it becomes more magical. it seems to be the way. Again, letting people listen. The lines are fairly quiet today. Sometimes on Friday in the morning, it's hard to predict who's listening live because a lot of people listen to the podcast. But I'm going to put out another call for callers. I may have you give me a reading. Maybe that's what they want. Or not exactly. Well, it is sort of a read. You do kind of a combination, which is interesting. It's coaching and it's very intuitive. So, but I will put out a call again. We do have people in the chat room. I invite them to be courageous if they're up to it, if they'd like to call or just type a question if you have one for Gary. But the call-in number, again, is 310-807-5104. So, I'll put myself out there a little bit since when there's not a call, I guess, you know, maybe somebody wants me to talk to you. Like my higher self, and I'm willing to do that while we see if someone else has a call to talk to you.
Yeah, I think you know a lot of people. You know, I teach also. I talk about intuition, about how they can be intuitive in the actual book, I talk about this and how people can intuitively make those, let's say, decisions to understand how to listen for signs. And I have a great CD that helps people get more intuitive, which is the Heaven on Earth, because it's there to kind of open people up to start to download these energies and the frequency of angels and other beings that might be in that same vibe.
Yeah. Do you feel that people from different spiritual backgrounds can all approach this work depending on, you know, no matter what background they're coming from? Because I know a lot of the listeners from this show, we can all be very diverse. I mean, even, I started out in a really conservative place. Of course, I'm much more open now. But it seems like, you know, if the angels, for example, that kind of crosses several spiritual traditions, and that we can feel comfortable knowing that we're safe. You know, that I know that's often a question. People are just opening up, are thinking, you know, how to know that they're in a space where they are loved and connected to the divine, and, you know, they don't, that it's meant for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I feel like that's really just learning how to really just kind of stay in that space and really trust it is what it's about.
Yeah, it seems to affirm itself over time is what I've seen, is that you kind of know. I mean, what are the fruits? You know, I came from a really conservative path, Gary, and what were we taught? You know, by your fruits you shall be known, essentially. And what you begin to see is that people on paths such as yours who are teaching these methods, there are real results. I mean, this is not, and they're good results. They are loving results. They are not selfish results. You know, like how you go about your work, Gary, it's all about giving back. And then, you know, it comes back to you. I mean, that's the beauty of it, is what you described. And so, to me, that's a real beautiful reflection that you're doing important work in the world with this that will reach people who are ready to hear.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's part of the work, is to really continue to do that and to keep your energy clear and let it just kind of flow without you trying to, get stuck in it or manipulate things or try to control things.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is the secret.
Yeah, that is important. Well, we have a question from the chat room. and which I will read to you. This is from someone who has the ID Destined in the chat. And the question is that the bio talks about releasing fear and anxieties. How can you answer that when you have to move out of a home and do not know where you are really going to live? So we have someone in the chat who's in that situation. So I wonder if you could
part of that is really starting to trust the universe and looking at the situation, why you did something to put yourself into that situation. See, we have to be responsible for the things that are happening, but we have to also know that we can turn them around. You know, I had somebody who was being evicted out of her place. She had nowhere to go in her car, and she started to, you know, really almost chant the yes frequency for 7 days. Magically, she was able to manifest a new opportunity to house sit for someone for 6 months without rent. And that started her on her path of getting blessings and opportunities there. So I think, you know, we create the situations we're in, and we have to take responsibility for them. And, you know, when you start to look at why are you in that situation, well, there's a lesson there. You know, maybe there was something that you need to change a part of yourself, or, you know, why did you put yourself in that situation to be evicted or losing your house? You know, there's lots of ways to look at that, but I think, you know, the main way is to just move forward and know that it's going to get better, and that you have the tools to operate and trust, and really put it out there that you have a good location or an opportunity to live somewhere that someone's going to offer you some space, or that you're going to give your services to help someone to get your to get yourself in this place to be able to live. You know, and function, not to be on the streets.
Yes.
You know.
Yes. Well, I hope that's helpful. Oh, okay. Here's another comment from the person in the chat. So I'm kind of conveying this to you and have you respond.
Mm-hmm.
Saying, this person doesn't have a job. It's the reason I've been looking for months and months.
Mm-hmm.
Is what they say.
Well,
and
part
they
of it
live
is
in
also,
Florida.
Okay. Part of it is to start to understand that, you know, if you don't have a job, then what you're looking for needs to shift. Maybe you need to, ask someone to hire you in a different way, or to get more training, or to put yourself in a new situation. You have to really just kind of shift this energy into into just really moving into something new. We're always having to reinvent ourselves. People who don't have that ability find themselves out of a job after working 20-some, 30 years for a company. They have no other skills, so of course they don't have another job. You know, I have someone. She used to run a big company. She's in her 60s, but because she has so many skills, she speaks 3 languages. She went back and took a course in learning how to do websites. She started to learn how to do gardening.
Mm-hmm.
She also learned how to paint walls and refinish walls. She took all these classes. So guess what? She's working. Here she's in her 60s. She's doing odd jobs here and there. She's translating a book. She's translating, whatever people need from English to Spanish. She also is loving to help someone tile their kitchen. They're paying her for that. You know, she knows all these things because she studied, because she's always learning. So I think one of the falters of people is that they stop learning, or they get so complacent in the same old job. You know, they're a secretary, a professional secretary. Well, after they're 40, they get rid of you if you're not dynamic. So you've got to be dynamic in every way, you know, and be able to do everything. You know, maybe you needed to be a chef, learn how to cook. You know, that person has to ask themselves those questions. What are five great things I can do really extremely well? If they don't have any, it means that they need to take a look at that. Then whose fault is it? It's yours. So you have to take responsibility. There's other people that are doing other things. I have another woman in her late 60s. She's selling Kagan water. She's teaching yoga. She's doing private massage, cranial sacral therapy. She's doing Reiki on people. She does twice a week, you know, helping a woman as like a caregiver, but she doesn't, it's not full time. It's mostly she's just, you know, doing the shopping for her. So there are jobs out there, so you have to be creative. So there are no excuses. You can't give yourself excuses saying, oh, I've been looking. Then that means that you're looking in just one area. You need to diversify your portfolio and say, I can do this, I can do that, I can do this, and I can do that, you know, and I think retiring is, unless you have a huge nest egg, you know, of money, you know, there is no such thing as retirement, but, you know, you have to do what you love, but working keeps you young, so I think that's the best medicine, is to find out all the things you can do, and if you don't know it, go give your services and say, train me, show me what I'll work for free, or just give me, you know, pay the minimum, you know, I'll work whatever. So it's really, it's really, that is the secret.
Well, the response is yes, you know, they hear you and they thank you. So,
So just go out there and, you know what, just say, yes, I am open to great opportunities. And keep saying that over and over. Get out your newspaper. Go out to your, you know, go to, you know, your favorite restaurant. Go where people know you or they've seen you, you know. And that's why you have to build your own network in your own city. It could be a senior retirement home. It could be a gardening center. And say, you know what, you may not need help, but can I help out on the weekends? You know, I had a woman who, she had been fired from a big corporate job for 10 years. And the excuse was they fired her because she didn't have a master's degree. And she was already in her 40s. And they wouldn't let her advance because the company wanted to get rid of her. And they were paying her a very high salary all these years. So, of course, they want to bring in someone young where they don't have to pay them anything. And so she would have to go back to school for 5 to 7 years to get this thing, and what was she supposed to do in the meantime? Well, I said to her, call up all your people. It doesn't have to be in the same field, but you're great at numbers. You're great at finances. She gave her services to her friend who was had a production company of television and movies. It was kind of floundering, and within 2 weeks, they were paying her minimum just to come. They were looking for somebody like a bookkeeper to come in and organize. Well, her skills were so great. She color-coded everything, saved the people like $500 a week because they were spending money on a copy machine that wasn't really utilizing their payments. And they offered her a full-time job. And now she's the vice president of business affairs, and she's ecstatic, and she's, you know, brought a great job. She created it. So sometimes you have to create your own job.
Yes, yes. You know, as you're talking, it's like I went through something like this, Gary. You know, I was a computer scientist. I have a master's in computer science. And talk about a career. Almost everyone I know, once they hit their 40s, unless you're an absolute guru or a manager, you're just not going to stay in that field because it's for the young. They want to pay the people right out of school with the new skills. And so in my case, I ended up there was a common thread in my whole career of communications. So I started gravitating towards that more and more, and eventually I ended up on the executive floor. I had a position where I was engineering communications manager worldwide for this company. And even that eventually came to an end. And I had a choice, either go back to computer science, because there weren't a lot of, this was right at the beginning of the recession, there weren't a lot of jobs up there, and I could go back, or move on. I moved on. I moved on. I didn't realize how brave that was, because I loved communications. I realized I love this. I don't have a career, I don't have a degree, but I just started doing stuff. And I had friends, and see, this is where I think what you say is reflected. And I want to tell people out there, a place to find opportunities to volunteer are spiritual expos. If you're really into the spiritual community, look for spiritual speakers and events and expos who need help as volunteers. Because then you can kind of get in the door and show people, look, you know, this person works this table so well, you know, doing various things. And that's what happened to me. I started working with people in the spiritual community. Of course, I was I had already been into spirituality, and it just started to blossom. And it's taken some time. I mean, it's growing, but
you're building your network.
Oh, and I am. In fact, I just got an incredible offer from another city, which I can't exactly do, but I'm shifting it so I can help these people. And it's like, wow. I mean, this is really growing. And so I'm so happy that I personally took that step, but it wasn't always easy. I didn't have your tool, unfortunately, or, you know, I had people advising me, but I know that what you do for people promotes exactly this kind of behavior, and it can be so helpful that we can go out and create things for ourselves. And if more of us would do that, Gary, the world would change. I mean, the entrepreneurial spirit that we all have to create something, it doesn't take much. It's really pretty easy to start your own business and just start doing what it is you love. And so I just wanted to put that out there because you inspired me to encourage people on that front. Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, and you know, you provide a formula for, I mean, you provide such support. I can't tell you how many times, Gary, I have talked to people on this show, and I think to myself, there are no regrets, but I think, wow, I wish I had had this and this back then. I would have moved even faster. Of course, we can always do that. We're always learning new things. But, you know, I encourage everyone listening, be open to tools like this, what Gary is providing, and the guidance, if you're able, be open, because it can really lead to dramatic change and happiness. I mean, I am so much more happy. You know, I work all the time. I bet you're like this too. I work a lot, but it doesn't feel like work. I love it. I could just keep going. I'm just energized, and that's what this is like. It's wonderful.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. And everything you say is so in the same wavelength, I tell you, with what can create this energy. And you know, we're all looking for new things. I am too. You know, relationship wise, I think, you know, we're all aiming to grow. We all have things we're working on, and these tools just keep giving back. And I'm happy to have discovered this myself, talking with you today, because it's really very helpful.
Yeah.
Now we are getting into the last few minutes of the show, and so what I wanted to do, first of all, it rather roundabout way of thanking you. Thank you, Gary, for coming on the show today.
Oh, you're welcome. My
pleasure. And then I also wanted you, I'd like to give you an opportunity to once again talk about all the things you have going on, anything you have coming up, how people can find you, and just let people know.
They can go to my website, GaryQuinn.tv. They can sign up for a free newsletter. The book is available everywhere on Amazon, on my website, or at your local bookstore. I have a new audio CD that I am actually singing. It's the remake of the Christina Aguilera song called Beautiful, and that's on Amazon. And there's an English version, an Italian version, and Spanish version. And I did that to inspire people to know that they're beautiful, because beautiful means be you to the fullest. You know, just keep in touch with me on Facebook. You can Facebook, there's the Yes Frequency page, or there's just the Gary Quinn Touchstone for Life coaching page. So, you know, keep me posted. You can send me emails. You just go to GaryQuinn.tv. I love hearing from people. And just really motivate yourself to be inspired to say yes to your life right now.
Yes, yes. And I know that a lot of people will benefit. This show, I always kind of recognize the energy of people listening in the future, because as with many Blog Talk Radio shows, it's a podcast, and they come to the show just in their own timing. And I feel that this show will really give to people over time, as many of them may just synchronistically even come across it, because you have a really good message to share. And I really am in a space of gratitude for you coming on today. And thank you for the work you're doing in the world, because you are giving back and you're helping inspire a lot of people. So thank you, Gary.
Cool. Thank you so much, Susan, and good luck with the show, and I'll tell people about it.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Yeah, that's another aspect. It is, you know, it's growing, and I have seen numbers come in this summer way out there. I mean, just, it's like, wow. I mean, it's amazing what just
Excellent.
A simple show can start to generate. Just, you know,
Absolutely.
You don't have to be a professional broadcaster or anything. Just get out there and start talking.
Absolutely.
So thank you, Gary.
You are an inspiration.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Good.
You take
thank
care.
Thank you so much. Okay,
bye-bye. Right. Bye-bye. And just a quick show note coming up next week. I may schedule a spontaneous show next week, so kind of be on the lookout. Go to frontierbeyondfear.com to see what's going on the schedule, because I have seen that sometimes not having a guest at all actually works too. And so I'm going to start doing more of those on occasion when my schedule allowing. But our next scheduled show is a week from today, Friday, September 27th at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. Sonia Grace is coming on, and she is very inspirational. She is going to talk about healing medicine for the soul. And she's recently been on Coast to Coast. She's quite a popular, inspirational person. So I'm very much looking forward to welcoming Sonia. And we also have some really good guests coming up. I did Barbara Han Clow, who doesn't go on a lot of radio, has said that she likes the energy of this show. And so she'll be coming on in the next few weeks as well. Please go to frontierbeyondfear.com, where I have a schedule up, and I will continue to be adding more shows. And we just have so many wonderful, inspirational people coming here. And I welcome the community around this show. I really appreciate your presence, and I appreciate your feedback. And please feel free to write to me if you like at info@frontierbeyondfear.com. This show is listener supported, and if you feel so guided, if you go to that website, frontierbeyondfear.com, there are opportunities to support the show in that way. And I welcome energetic support too. I just very much feel your energy. And I hope that today you really are inspired. I hope you are inspired to say yes. If you can tell, I'm inspired. I always love it. I come off these shows like today, and my whole afternoon just goes great because I am just so inspired by today's guest, who was Gary Quinn. And again, his website, GaryQuinn.tv, and I very much invite you to go there. So be in a peaceful place today, everyone, and really visualize your dreams. That's what I'd like to see you do. That's what I'm going to do today. So thanks again for being here, everyone. Thank you.